A 31-year-old woman is in jail this morning. Police say she is the person who pushed a man into the path of an oncoming subway train, killing him. Even more shocking, according to the Queens District Attorney, she told police, and we quote, "I pushed a Muslim off the train tracks because I hate Hindus and Muslims ever since 2001. Eyewitness News reporter Darla Miles has details from the courthouse in Kew Gardens, Queens.
Screaming upon sight of all of the cameras focused solely on her, 31-year-old Erica Menendez walked out of the 112 precinct in Forest Hills Saturday night, charged with second-degree murder as a hate crime. Police say she's the woman in this surveillance video, seen running from the 40th Street Lowry Station in Sunnyside, Queens, after allegedly pushing an unsuspecting strap hanger, 46-year-old Sunando Sen, to his death. She's been mentally ill for a long time. She was always in the hospital, says Pedro Mendez, a family friend. Witnesses told police they saw Menendez talking to herself just moments before allegedly shoving Sin in front of a moving number 7 train Thursday evening. Mendez says, she's had problems with people and fighting. I asked, what kind of problems? He said, fights, fights, fights. Physical fights, I asked. He said, yes. With who? Strangers in the street, I asked. Yes, in the streets and also in the hospital. Police say a passerby spotted Menendez in Brooklyn and called 911 Saturday morning. Investigators say the 31-year-old confessed to officers when they arrived, saying, quote, I pushed a Muslim off the train tracks because I hate Hindus and Muslims ever since 2001 when they put down the Twin Towers. I've been beating them up.
I don't think that, you know, she should, you know, any person should go out and just randomly, you know, just start targeting groups and trying to kill somebody, you know. It's very sad.
Saturday night, two candles and a bouquet of roses had been placed at the subway station where the low-key Indian immigrant lost his life and where some commuters are still shaken by the thought of it all.
Worry about walking on the street because you never know who's going to push you onto the tracks or onto the street. It's like, yeah, very threatening. Yeah.
And the Council for American Islamic Relations released a statement Saturday evening urging U.S. leaders to step up their condemnation of anti-Muslim attacks. In Kew Gardens, Darla Miles, Channel 7 Eyewitness News.